All right, so before we talk about Gaza and AIPAC, Harvard University, or shall I say Harvard, says no. They will not comply with the Trump administration's demands. So, of course, there are cases all over the country where universities, colleges, are buckling to pressure from the Trump administration to get rid of DEI policies and also to crack down on anybody who's protesting something the Trump administration doesn't like, in particular, the treatment of Palestinians and the genocide in Gaza. But the University of Harvard University has said no. We're not going to buckle, and I'm sure that the Trump administration is going to find a way to pull their funds, and it's quite a bit of money. I can't remember how much, but I think it's in the range of three or four hundred million. I'm not sure, but the university said the requested policy changes would have placed unprecedented demands on the institution, setting up a showdown between the Trump administration and the nation's wealthiest university. So good for Harvard. I don't say that too often on this program. Good for Harvard. Anyway. Good for Harvard. And Bob, by the way, good for Drake University. Because here in Des Moines, the president of Drake University, Marty Martin, which I shared his comments last week, saying that, you know, Drake is an inclusive place. We're not gonna take action just because we've got a president who happens to think in a much more narrow perspective than we agree with. So good for them. All right, so, several times a week, there's a story out of Gaza that ought to break your heart. And there's a story produced by three journalists. And again, a story in itself is just how many journalists in Gaza have been killed by Israeli forces. But this is a story about 15 Palestinian paramedics and rescue workers. That included one UN, United Nations employee. They were killed by Israeli forces one by one. And they were buried in a mass grave in southern Gaza. They weren't just killed by a bomb hitting the building. They weren't just, killed, because of some, friendly fire or whatever you want to call it. They were killed one by one. Now, the details released by this team of reporters revealed, quote, a chilling picture of what may have happened, with witnesses saying that some of the bodies were found with their hands or legs tied and had gunshot wounds to the head and chest. I could spend the next 3 hours just going through one by one all the horrible things that have happened in Gaza, all the blatant violations of human rights, the blatant violations of the Geneva Convention, the blatant violations of any sense of decency. It's clean. Now, when your hands and legs are tied and then you're shot, this reminds me of scenes I've seen from movies about the Holocaust. I remember the Holocaust movie I find most moving is The Pianist, partly because I'm a piano player, I guess, and also because the lead character, his main focus is Chopin. And there's a scene there where there are a dozen or so people standing, prisoners, Jews, standing in line. And the Nazis don't need them all to do the work that needs to be done, manual labor. So they just have a handful of them get down on their knees and shoot them in the head. And is that any different than what the Israeli Defense Force is doing in Gaza with this incident and with so many other instances? Is that any different? It's horrible. It's horrible, and it should not be tolerated by any decent person. I don't care whether you're what part of the political spectrum you're on. This is horrifying. I don't think it's an overstatement to say that what's happening in Gaza is possibly probably the most egregious human rights, collective human rights violation anywhere in the world. And there's plenty of them happening: Sudan, Myanmar, Congo, so many other places where there are horrible things happening. Maybe I'm saying it's the worst because I'm hearing more about it, but it's horrible. There's an organization here in the U.S., AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, and they there's a big difference between supporting Israel, supporting Jewish people, and being a Zionist. This is a Zionist organization. This is an organization that believes in the supremacy of an all-Jewish state. And, you know, their website is pretty instructive. Here's a line from their website. Contrary to Hamas's disregard for Palestinian civilians, Israel goes above and beyond to avoid civilian casualties in Gaza, warning Palestinian civilians to evacuate prospective targets through text messages, leaflets, and other measures, even though it inevitably means also warning the terrorists. Oh, if only that were true. I mean, look, the example I just shared with you, the horrible murders, let's call them murders, of these Palestinian paramedics and rescue workers. You know, how can APEX even say that when these things are happening? There's no credibility, zero credibility. And then it goes on to say, their website goes on to say, if civilian casualties cannot be avoided, the Israeli military routinely calls off operations, even at the expense of its legitimate efforts to neutralize terrorist targets. Really? Calling off operations? I haven't seen that happen. And well, in one operation I doubt they'll call off is the withholding of food and medical aid and water. I mean, there are trucks that are detained, that are verifiably detained from entering Gaza that could save lives. So, you know, APAC has absolutely zero credibility in my book. I think it's really, really important that those of us who see what's going on, who are opposed to the genocide in Gaza, that we call it a genocide, that we call out the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, for war crimes, that we call out the government of Benjamin Netanyahu for this. I mean, put the blame at his feet and the feet of groups like APAC that support him, that support this initiative, that totally, sanitize what's going on. I mean, again, I share what they said on their website. It's crazy. And I think we have to start, the best way to push back against this is to refuse to support politicians that accept donations from APAC. I'll give you my own little story on that, folks. When I ran for Congress in 2008, I mean, I'd raised about $500,000, and all from individual donations. I didn't take any money from PACs. I wasn't going to take any money from PACs. I certainly wouldn't take any money from APAC. And APAC plays very heavy in congressional races. And they called my campaign and spoke to my schedule, and they wanted to set up a meeting with me. And she told them that I wasn't setting up meetings with lobbyists or PACs. And I know they were the only PAC that did that. I mean, I was really clear about it. I'm not taking PAC money, even from PACs that I support. I mean, I added, nearly 100% voting record for Labor, and I still wasn't taking Labor PAC money, just to be consistent. So APAC calls and they want a meeting, and they called again. They're very persistent. They want a meeting with me. And finally, they called and said, look, we're coming to Des Moines. We're going to be there. And so since we're going to be there, we'd really like to just come by and meet the candidate. And my staff person says, nope, sorry, not going to happen. But they were so pushy. They were so pushy. And they're very good at this. They're very pushy, and they spend a lot of money. I don't have the number in front of me right now, but the amount of money they've spent on campaigns is incredible. And they boasted, back in 2022, they boasted on X, formerly Twitter, quote, more than 95% of APAC-backed candidates won their election last night. In 2024 on X, they posted that at least 389 American APAC-backed politicians won. Now, of course, some of the candidates that APAC opposes are those who have been most critical of Israel's assault on Gaza, like Cori Bush in Missouri, who was beaten. And there are others who have been beaten, good political leaders who happen to be on the wrong side of AIPAC's agenda. There are even Jewish members of Congress who are beaten by AIPAC because, again, you know, support for Israel is one thing. You know, support for Judaism, for the Jewish people, those are all fine. It's Zionism that is the problem. And I say this as somebody who has been very much immersed in Judaism. I'm Catholic, but when I went to college, when I went to Drake University, I was a religion major. My focus as a religion major was on learning Hebrew and studying Judaism and studying the Old Testament, or which we more respectfully refer to as the Hebrew Bible, to study the Hebrew Bible in the original language. And my crowning achievement in that effort was to translate the entire book, or read the entire book of Amos in Hebrew. I've been to all the synagogues here in Des Moines. I have great respect and admiration for the Jewish people. And I have great empathy for the horrors that Jews suffered in Europe during the Holocaust. There are few moments in history that are more appalling than that. I would say that is even more appalling than the intentional starvation of millions of Irish people under British rule. Again, there's plenty of horrible things that have happened throughout history around the world. But the Holocaust during World War II is pretty near the top of the list in terms of absolutely horrific stuff. But you know what? What's happening in Gaza right now is not that different. It's not the gas chambers, but it's the wholesale destruction of a people and of a community. It should not be tolerated. And I'm glad to see more and more Jews speaking out against it within Israel and within the U.S. But it's really, really important that we recognize that AIPAC is not the voice of the Jewish people. And again, I know more and more Jewish Americans who are critical of AIPAC, but they are very powerful because they have political connections and because they have money. And they've been really effective I read you that message earlier. It's just, the message is so out of touch with reality. It's incredible. Again, I'll read it to you again. Contrary to Hamas's disregard for Palestinian civilians, and again, this is from AIPAC's website, Israel goes above and beyond to avoid civilian casualties in Gaza, warning Palestinian civilians to evacuate prospective targets through text messages, leaflets, and other measures, even though it inevitably means also warning the terrorists. Then, you know, there are lies and then there are blatant lies, and that is such a blatant lie. So my challenge to everyone listening to this program who agrees with me is that with the elections coming up next year, and again, I can't and won't tell you how to vote. The FCC doesn't let me do that. But I will tell you this. Whether it's a Democrat or Republican you're inclined to look at in terms of supporting somebody, check and see if they get money from AIPAC. If they do, you know where they stand. They're not going to be on the side of calling out what's really happening in Gaza, and for that matter, the West Bank and the Golan Heights and southern Lebanon, and who knows, potentially maybe in the Sinai Desert at the Egyptian border. Who knows where that's going to go? They won't be able to call that out because their allegiance is to who's funding their campaign. So a really important question tied in with that is, you know, will they support additional military funding for Israel during a time when clearly the current government of Israel is hell-bent on destroying the Palestinian people, on looking the other way when IDF forces tie paramedics hands together, feet together, and shoot them in the head and the chest. You know, if that's not enough to say, okay, I'm going to vote against sending money to a country that behaves like that, you know, then you don't have money. I don't think that's somebody you want to support. If you're a good person and you're listening to this program, draw the line somewhere. And that ought to be where you draw it. And because, again, AIPAC supports all those things. You will never hear AIPAC criticize what just happened to those paramedics and those emergency workers. Again, you'll hear the exact opposite. that Israel's doing everything it can to avoid doing that, despite the fact that the evidence is clear that that's exactly what they're doing. You know, I mean, where's the pressure from the Trump administration, or for that matter, I guess from the Biden administration, there was some pressure, but not enough. Do you remember the pier that was going to be built, or that was, I think it might have been partly built, the pier that was built on the Mediterranean Sea to allow aid to come in? Whatever happened to that? And what's happening now with aid being blocked? Is the Trump administration putting pressure on Netanyahu to say, hey, we've got to let that aid come through? Here's one example. Food was stockpiled less than 30 miles across the Gaza border in an Israeli port, including sufficient flour to feed most Gazans for 5 months. It was deliberately withheld. The State Department's refugee agency, the U.S. State Department's refugee agency, also concluded Israel was deliberately blocking aid and recommended the use of U.S. legislation that mandates the freezing of weapons shipments to states blocking U.S.-backed aid. Again, that's from our own country saying, you know, this is wrong, let's block aid. But Blinken, remember him? Blinken rejected that notion. So it's really, really important. I mean, AIPAC is powerful. They are winning a lot, and in their own minds, they're winning 95% of the time. I don't know whether that's verifiable, given their ability to, you know, to their inability to tell the truth. I question whether that's accurate, but I do know they win a lot. I do know they put a lot of pressure on candidates. I can speak from experience on that. They sure put a lot of pressure on my staff to force their way into a meeting. But, you know, if you've got a candidate, Democrat or Republican, who is taking money for AIPAC, you probably know that they're not going to vote the right way when it comes to aid, when it comes to, military aid, food aid, or calling out exactly what's happening in Gaza and beginning to, put an end to these atrocities.